From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Diplomats at the United Nations say they're making progress on a resolution to punish North Korea for its apparent nuclear weapons test. The Bush administration has proposed a list of sanctions to target North Korea's small elite and the secretive nation's weapons programs. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Kenzo Oshima, Japan's ambassador to the United Nations and the current Security Council president, said diplomats understand they need to get their act together, and fast, to send a clear message to Pyongyang. China's ambassador, Wang Guanya, signaled his country is ready to consider sanctions proposed by the U.S.
There has to be some punitive actions, but also I think that these actions have to be appropriate.
Knowing China's reluctance to agree to broad economic sanctions, the State Department says the U.S. is trying to focus on ways to make sure the North Korean government does not make further progress in its weapons programs and does not profit from them. The U.S. wants international inspections of North Korean cargo vessels. U.S. Ambassador John Bolton told reporters today that North Korea has engaged in a variety of covert methods to proliferate and acquire missile technology.
I just remember the classic case a few years ago of the shipment of their missiles to Yemen, shipped out of North Korea on a vessel with the missile crates hidden under, I think it was 15 or 20 layers of bags of cement, and with false papers about what the ship carried. That's the sort of thing that led us, of course, to develop the Proliferation Security Initiative.
The PSI is Bolton's brainchild, a sort of coalition of the willing, countries that have been training together to intercept shipments of weapons of mass destruction and related materials. As for that shipment to Yemen, the U.S. had to let it go because it didn't have the authority to confiscate the North Korean missiles. Gary Seymour of the Council on Foreign Relations says that is one reason the U.S. is seeking a U.N. resolution to give it more authority.
If the Security Council authorizes that kind of activity, then it would basically allow the U.S. and its allies to stop any vessel which was suspected of carrying prohibited goods and search it and seize the goods if they're on there.
Seymour says it will be an uphill battle to persuade Russia and China to agree to this.
Because the concern will be that it could lead very quickly to naval clashes. For example, if the North Korean Navy is protecting a vessel, which we believe may be carrying prohibited goods, that could quickly lead to an incident at sea, and obviously that could escalate into broader tensions.
Another nonproliferation expert, former Senator Sam Nunn, says efforts to block North Korea's illicit trade are important, but not sufficient. He thinks the Bush administration needs to think more broadly.
It is a priority, but I believe that not letting the weapon material get produced to begin with is the most important priority, and that deals with a new approach, which I think we've got to have, which is to have international monitoring of all production of fissile material that could be used in weapons and also all plutonium that could be used in weapons, and to get rid of the stockpiles of the stuff that's all over the globe. That ought to be our number one priority.
The former Democratic senator from Georgia now runs the Nuclear Threat Initiative and describes North Korea's claimed nuclear tests as a wake-up call for the Bush administration. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.